Weiter in Shas, we are in Daf Chaf. Forgive me if there's a little bit of noise over here. I'm sitting on an airplane. Okay, picking up a brand new Mishnah on the top of the page. We're discussing over here if a person goes and he makes a neder, and then later he explains that he didn't really mean a neder by that, and what happens. Another Becherim, let's say a person does a neder using the lashon of Cherim, Varma, then he says, Lo nedati ela Becherim al Sheyam. All I meant was a fishing net, so therefore it's nothing. But carbon, where he uses lashon, the second example is going to be a carbon. Then he says, Lo nedati ela Becherim al Shabalacham. All I meant is a carbon of Malacha, meaning a gift that's given to a king. Or a person says, Hare atzmi carbon, I myself am like a carbon. Then he says, Lo nedati ela Be'etzim Sheinachti Lilios Noterbo. What it means is that I am making a neder in reference to a bone that he set aside in his house to make nedarim. The Ran earlier in the Daf Yud Ches brings down that it's talking about you have this bone to trick people with. And number four here is Konim Ishtin, and this Lee says that I'm making a certain neder that my wife can't get a handout from me. And he says, Lona Dakti Labi Ishtir Rishona Shigarashti. What I meant is my original wife who I got divorced to. Akula, in all these situations, ain't a shalom lehem. The neder's nothing. You don't have to be mashal on it. You don't have to annul it. Ve'im Nishal, and if you did do so, if you tried to, then Onshin Osob, we punish that person. And Machmir and Aleim are very intense with them. The Gemara's explain what that means. Tivir Abi Meir, that's what Meir says. We do have to find a Pesach for him, that there is some sort of implication. Something does happen here. Malam Denosan, at least in some level, Malam Denosan, we teach them that actually they have to keep these Nadarm, so they won't treat Nadarm lightly. Now, Frexa Gemara Kasha. Ha Gufa Kasha, this itself is a contradiction. Why? Because Amar, first we started by saying, you don't do mashal them, in other words, you don't be matter them in any way, shape, or form, as if it's nothing. Tani, then you said, im nishalanu, but if you did, im nishalu, if you did be mashal on it, then onchen osanamach mirin aleim, your punishments are very machmir them. Seemingly, saying, if you did do something, means that there is some sort of significance that's happening over here. So, what's the deal? Did you do something or did you not do something? Does this neder take any sort of hold or not? And for the Gemara, it says, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hachi Katani. This is what it means to say. Rekulan ain't you can shiela. These things you do not have to get out of these nedarim. It's like nothing. B'amed v'amorim, what is that so? B'tam l'chacham, it's all b'tam l'chacham. Because we trust that when he says afterwards, no, I didn't mean that he really didn't mean it, and therefore doesn't need to do anything. But if it's Amma Aretz is coming to go ahead and get himself out of it, then in such a matzav, Onchin Oso, Machmir in Alav, we punish him and we're very Machmir on him, because we assume that really he did mean it and now he just wants to get out of it, and therefore he's pulling the shtick. He said, I didn't really mean it. Now, what exactly does this mean? That we're stringent with him, we punish him, Bishlama Machmir, and what that means is we're Machmir with him, we act strictly. That means the Lo Paschina Lebe Charata, we don't let him get out of it with Charata. There's two different ways that a person gets out of doing a neder when they come to a Chacham. Either via charata, which means that they regret the fact that they said what they said at the time they said it. Like, I'm never going to have ice cream again. And really, they were just really upset that they were fat, or he was, whatever he was feeling, wasn't feeling good about himself. But he really didn't want to make the neder in the first place. So in such a situation, that's called charata. But then we have another thing, which is called Pesach. Pesach means that we find a way to get him out of it. Meaning that the guy, did you understand what you were saying at the time that you said it? Did you realize that the implication of what would happen? If he doesn't, then there's a way of getting him out as well. So now we're saying as follows. Bishlam HaMechmir, we're Machmir, Dlo Pachsin, Dlo Pacharta. We don't let him get out with Charata. Ela Onchin, Hechidami. What's the case of Onchin? Kedetan, Lo Pachsin, Braisa. Mishan, as a person says he's going to be a Nazir, Va'afra on the Zirusa, and then he goes and he violates his Nazirus by, you know, becoming Tame or eating grapes or stuff like that. Ain't it Skakin Lo, then we don't even deal with the guy. In other words, you don't help him to go and get out of his Nazirus until what? Until he behaves in a state of Isser like he did in a state of Heter. Meaning, if a guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 50 days, and then for 25 of those days he ate grapes because he thought like it didn't really mean anything, and then afterwards he realized, oh my gosh, it is. And we say you have to finish off those 25 days before we actually do something. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Zayik Zuk Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says, that Amar Rav Yossi, that's only talking about if it's a short amount of Nazirus. That was 30 days, which is the smallest amount of Nazirus. So Nazirus Meruba, a guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir for 500 days. So Dayo Shloshim Yom, we just make him make up 30 days, and then he's good to go. So that's the punishment we're giving this guy, that we're not going to be matter him until he acts be Isser the amount of time that he was spending be Heter either the actual amounts, like one opinion, or like the other opinion we saw, that's going to be at least 30 days. Amar of Yosef, Yosef says, now, hold of Amar Rabbanon in his Gakul, and since we say we don't deal with this guy, Beidina Demiz Dakikev, you have a basin that actually did do such a thing where they dealt with the guy, and they helped him get out of it or something. The law of a champion, they're not acting appropriately, and not only that, Vachar Yaakov Omer, Meshamtina Lay says, we put that basin into Chirim, because of the fact that they went ahead and they dealt with this guy. And they annulled his neder without having to give him this this onesh. Okay, the next one, the Mishnah said, V'chacham amorim poskol lepesach. They argue, they say, we do find an opening for him, but it goes on, and this is what we're going to jump into now. But we teach him not to be noy kalas rosh, to act lightly when it comes to the darm. Tana, we learned in the Brisa. The olam alti rogib in the darm should not be, you know, accustomed to being involved in the darm. She says, sofcha limo b'shvuos, because eventually they're going to go against, they're going to also violate shavuos, which we learned earlier, which is even worse, because lo yinaka Hashem, Hashem's not going to absolve a person from that, right, without having, getting the smackdown. Valti rogil eitz al amar, this person shouldn't accustom himself to be with an amar. She says, sofcha l'chil chotfarm, because in the end he's going to give you tevel to eat, stuff that he didn't take off Chumas and Meisers. Alti Rogel Etel Koin Amaritz, don't be a Koin Amaritz, Shesokal Achilcha Chuma, eventually he's going to give a Chuma to eat. Ve Al Tarbesicha Ema Isha, don't excessively talk with a woman, Shesokal Lova Lideni, if it's going to bring a person to an inappropriate relationship. Rabbi Acha Berebi Yoshi Omer, he says, call it Sofa Menashe Menu, who looks at a woman, like, focuses on that. Sofa Bali the Aver is going to eventually come to do an Aver. V'chol Mestakel Ba'akiva Shel Isha, anyone looks at the heel of a woman, Havi Lo Banim Shenim Muganim, you have children that aren't Mugan, don't have good character. Amar Rabbi Yosef, will be Ishto Nida, segment his wife when she is in Nida. Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Ben Lakish says, Akiva the Katani Bakamatinofes, what does that mean, the heel? It means Bakamatinofes, it means her private part. Shehu mechuvin k'neged ha'ekev, which is opposite the heel. Tanya, we went to the Braisa, Bavor tia yirasa p'neichem. The Pasuk says that you should have the awe of Hashem will be on your face. Zubusha, this is talking about by Har Sinai. Zubusha, this is talking about shame. The bilti sechato, in order that you should not do an aver. Malame, this teaches you, shabusha mevila v'yiraskeit. A person has busha, shame. Does it mean you're always embarrassed of everything? It means that you understand that you have to behave a certain way, and if not, there's an embarrassing thing to behave inappropriately. Brings a person to fearing sin. Mikan, I'm from here, they say, Simon Yafa Ba'adam Shu Ba'ishen, it's a good sign of a person who's bashful. Acherim, our mothers say, Kol Adam Mizbayesh, Lobim Hiru Chote, a person who's embarrassed, he will not sin quickly. Doesn't have it. It is known that his forefathers did not stand in Har Sinai. The Ran says, "Sharei nasan tam l'mayim in Har Sinai le'ba'avor tiyed yirasu al paneichem." And it says, "Es asher yesh no po ayom, es asher in inapo mishein lo bushes panim ena mizarim." So mizam bushes panim is not from that zera. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm Yochan ben Davai. Sorry, I bought a devarim sachuli malach esher. So four things that malach esher said to me. Chigrin ripni mahav. You know why they're lame people? It's a problem of a problem walking. Ripnei shahofchan the shulchan, because they turn over their table. That means in the time of Tashmish that they're involved. As Ron says, lofish shina birich biyerech loka biyerech. Since they flipped over the thigh, they were got punished with their thigh. The Natasha is not the normal manner. Ilman, why are there people that are mute, that don't talk? Because they kiss Osamakam, that place, the Makam Erfa. Why are there Cherish? Why are there people that are both mute, they're deaf mutes, they can't talk and they can't hear? That's what the Ron brings down. Shein Shom Bim Dabrim. Because they spoke at the time of Tashmish, Sumim Pnei Ma'avin, why are there blind people, and Pnei Shemistaklim B'Samakam, because they look at O'Samakam. Now, this is Machlokas Rishonim, either it means the people themselves or the children of those people. Okay, now we just said that there's an idea that if a person is talking during Tashmish, that it's a bad thing, but now we're going to see differently, or Aminu. Shalom Sima Shalom, Asima Shalom. That was Rabbi Eliezer's wife. Mipnei Ma, beep, turn the page. Chafum abeis. Mipna, banayach, yufifim biyoser. Why is it you have children that are so beautiful? Amalech says to them, Eno misaper imi lobet chilas alayla basof alayla. Because my husband doesn't talk with me. And what does that mean, talk? That means tashmish. In this context, there's no tashmish that we don't have at the beginning of the night or at the end of the night. Alab chatzos alayla, like right in the middle. And this is something which is the most sanua. Ukeshumasaper, and when he talks, in other words, tashmish, megala tefach, mechasa tefach, he only reveals the amount of area which is necessary in order to actually have a tashmish. Medoma alav kamisha kfo shade. And he behaves in a way as if like a shade is upon him. In other words, he does it out of like an extreme Rashi. The Ran says, Shayim Amaher Ka'adam and Nitrat Machmashed Shekofeo. He was did it quickly, like a shade that's after him, like a demon that's after him. Al Masapai Bishas Tashmish, we'll see in a second. Anyway, that's what he did. Vamaitil, and I said to him, in the midst of Tashmish, Matam, what's the pshat that you're doing this? Why are you doing it so quick and what's going on? And Vamaitil, Amarli said to me, "Kedesh lo etin es eni beishi isha acheres." So I shouldn't put my eyes on another woman. In other words, so I shouldn't be thinking of another woman in the midst of doing tashrish. V'nimtzu banav boyin lidei mamzeres, and then the children would come to being like mamzerim. What does that mean? In other words, a person is thinking of somebody else while in the middle of tashrish with their spouse. That's ki'ilu, they're being with that person. That's a big problem. But what do you see at the end of the day is that they were speaking of tashrish. So kids came out great. So it says Gemara lo kasha. Haba milah de tashmish, that was something with had to do with tashmish. That's fine. Haba milah chenaisi, but Rabbi Yochanan Davai said that there's a Davai said there's a problem. That's talking about speaking about other things during tashmish. Now, in reference to the opinion that said that you're only allowed to do certain things during tashmish, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Zutavri Rabbi Yochanan Davai. That's what he says. Avalam chacham, they said in alacha k'Rabbi Yochanan Davai, alacha is not like him. Ela kol mashadam rotsa lasas bishto, so anything a man wants to do with his wife, he can go and do. Obviously, this has to be that she's okay with it also. But we're not limited to the things that he said. Ella, rather, kol ma she'adam rotsa la'asas bishto, anything he wants to do, he can. Moshe l'basar abam in a beis avatabach. It's like a meat that comes back from the butcher. Rotsa l'achol melech ochol. You want to eat it with a little bit of salt? That you can do. You tzali ochol. You want to roast it? Do a little more. Roast it? You can do that. Mavushel, you want to cook it? You can do that. Ochol, she'ochol, you can do like that. Shaluk ochol, you want to stew it, and that means like let it soak and let it simmer a lot, like a crockpot style. So then do that. The chin dagabon besitzar, and also fish that comes back from the guy who sells fish as well. Amar amemar man malachi hasharis. When he said the malachi hasharis came and he told him these things, who are these malachi hasharis? They actually were not malachim at all. Who were they? They were rabbanon. The itim malachi hasharis mamish. You want to say they're actually malachi hasharis? Am I amar Rabbi Yochanan and malachim k'Rabbi Yochanan davoy? How could he say malach is not like them? They obviously know the forming of a child better than people do. Why does it call Malach HaSharis? The Mitzayinei to Malach HaSharis, because they're different, just like Malach HaSharis are. That is that, interesting, Rashi, the Rashi here brings that they're Otuf Mitzitzis. Fascinating.
Now we have some stories that back up this idea that the halacha is like the chachamim. Hayida asoy lekamid the Rebbe. There was a woman who came from a Rebbe. Amar lo, he said, Rebbe, arachti lo shulchan v'afacho, v'afcho. I set up the shulchan for him, in other words, to do it regular, karagil, v'afcho, and he flipped it over and did it lo karagil. Amar lo, biti, Torah, itirasech, the Torah is matured you to do such a thing. It was, again, only, it can't be bal karcha, but the Torah matured to do it. V'ani, ma'aselech, what can I do? It's okay. Hayida, another story, Hayida asoy coming to Rav, and came from Rav. Amar lo, said to him, Rebbe, arachti lo shulchan v'afacha. I set up the table and he flipped it. Amar, he said, Maishna bin binisa. Why is it different than fish? Meaning, just like fish, you can make many different ways. Says the Ran, dag shitzoleo o shulkol kirtono. You can do it all different types of ways. This too, you can also do in all different types of ways. Says the pasuk, v'lo sasu achrei levavachem. Person should be taken by his heart. There's Acher Levavchem. Mikan, Amar Rebbe, Al Yishta Adam Akos. That person can drink from this cup, Yitinino Bekos Acher, and put his eyes in another one. Says, Ran Shebeshah, Shebniskak, Ev Ishto, Loitinino Beisha Acheres, Afil Ishto. He's not allowed to go ahead while he's with his wife and be thinking of another one, even if it's his own wife. It's his now, and he's another one. Amar Avino, Lunachcha Elad, Afil Ishtay Nashav. He's talking about even if both of them are his own wife. He's married to two different women. To quote my wife, I don't know why I don't want to have two wives, but it is what it is. Okay, last piece of the day. We quote a pasuk of Barosi, Mekema Mordim Aposhabi. I'm going to pick from you those who rebel and those who transgress against me. We're going to see the nine different circumstances are going to cause a kid that's going to be a bit of a troublemaker. Amar Rabbi Levi. Levi says, Elu b'nei teisha midos. These are the nine different midos, the characteristics. B'nei Asnas Mishgach, which is a simon to see all of them. Here we go. Number one, B'nei Ema b'nei anusa, that is, if a kid is born out of fear, or if a woman was, God forbid, forced to be involved, b'nei senua, or if she's hated, b'nei nidoy, that is, that he was in nidoy, he was in chirim, and he was not allowed to be with somebody at that time, b'nei tumura, that he has two wives and he thinks he was with one when he's really with the other, b'nei meriva, that is, if they are in a circumstance where they are fighting with one another, b'nei shichrus, drunk, smashed, trashed, a b'nei grusha, a slave or a woman who decided that they're going to get married, divorced, and they had a relationship. B'nei yerbuvia, kids that come from, yerbuvia means that the woman was involved with many different men. And b'nei chatzufa, that is of a child of chatzufa, says the Ran, she me'iza paneh, lios tovas of a peh, she's tovah peh to be involved. Amy says, is that really true that tovah peh is a problem? To go ahead and ask for it and to set it up as an issue. But we see Amar of Shmuel bar Nechmin, Amar of Yochanan, called them Shishta Tovaso. Anytime that there's a wife will be Tovea, the husband, Havion, Lo Banim, Shafilu Bedor, Shal Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Yikamosim. They're going to have kids on a higher level, even Moshe Rabbeinu's kids. Shanem Meir, as it says, Havu Lachem Anoshim Chacham Nevonim. Take for yourself people that are Chachamim and Nevonim. Uksiv, and it says, Ve'eka Chazoshe Shiftechem, and it took the Rosh Shechtechem, and the end of that Pasuk also says, that it were, they were chachamim, anashim chachamim, but it didn't say nevonim, veloksiv nevonim, which means that the people that are Moshe, it didn't have that level. Uksiv, Yisachar, Chamor, Gorim, but by Yisachar, it says that Taka, there was a level of nevonim. Uksiv, b'nei Yisachar, yode bina leitim, there were nevonim. Ah, so this is even a higher level than that of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisachar was born from Leah, and we know that Leah was Tovas Yaakov, and so we see that clearly it was a good thing to go do such a thing. As a Gemara, no, he the Meratze Aratzuye. She didn't explicitly ask for it. She was Meratze, spoken away in order to entice. Rashi, Ran says she mafato so b'divir. She didn't. He didn't ask explicitly, right? So that was a totally fine way of saying it. If we say explicit, that's going to be the problem. Hadron Aloch ve'elu mutarin. You know what I mean? It is. We said Hadron Aloch. We're going to go back and be Hadron. So let's do it. Go back to Yud Gimel Beis, right? In the beginning, the first beginning of the Mishnah says, Ve'elu Mutarin, and these are ones that are going to be Mutar, Chulin Sha'ochalacha, etc. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Mazel Tov on finishing the second parak of Maseches Nedarim, and Ve'ezer Hashem will finish it all together. Amen. Have a great, great day.